Hello there, and welcome to the sixth edition of Walking the Talk, the official podcast of the Alliance for Equality of Blind Canadians, AEBC. I'm Devin Wilkins, and I'm the host, but that doesn't mean that other people can't get involved. For example, if you like to interview people and you've got someone in mind that you think we should hear about, or if you have recorded some original music and you'd like to share it with us, that's terrific. Or if you have other ideas for this podcast, definitely your ideas are very welcome. And all you have to do is send me an email at newsletter@blindcanadians.ca. That's newsletter@blindcanadians.ca. I happen to be on the editorial committee for The Equalizer, and that's how it is that I have that particular, I share that particular email address with our president. Well, in a few weeks, Ontario residents will be going to the polls. And shortly after the writ was dropped in early May by the Lieutenant Governor, I contacted Elections Ontario to see if I could chat with somebody about the electoral process all the way from how to make sure that you're on the voters list to the actual time that you decide to cast your ballot. So this particular podcast contains an interview that I got. I couldn't believe that I was so lucky to get a chance to interview Greg Asenza, who is the Chief Electoral Officer for the province of Ontario. Who knows, maybe someday I can do the same for other provinces, but for now, here is my interview with Greg Asenza, and if you're at all interested in casting your ballot, regardless of what type of disability you might have, then you should pay close attention to this.
Well, I know you have a very busy schedule, Mr. Asenza, so thanks so much for agreeing to be on Insight Peterborough.
No, thank you very much, Devin. It's my pleasure to be here.
So perhaps we could maybe begin at what I think is the beginning of the process. Are we going to have enumerators stopping at our doors, or will the voting cards just be mailed out to us?
So no, we eliminated enumeration quite some time ago. We moved to what's called a permanent register of electors. So at Elections Ontario, we get, you know, data from Elections Canada and a number of different data sources. But what's most important for your readers at this particular point in time, as they're turning their minds towards the election, the most important thing they can do right now is come onto the elections.on.ca website, and they can check their registration with us. It's really easy. It's very intuitive. All they have to do is put in their name, address, and their postal code, and we'll tell you whether we have you on the voters list and where we have you. And if it's correct, you just simply have to just hit the confirm button. And what that'll mean and why that's so important is, once the election is called, it's going to be called next Wednesday, May the 4th. Mm-hmm. Pretty soon after that, we send out that all important voter information card. That card has all the details about where and when and how you can vote, has all your advanced voting locations, your dates and times, your election day poll location, date and time. And the most important aspect of that is, when you show up at the poll with that card and one piece of identification, your voting experience is easy. We can process you efficiently, quickly, and it makes the entire experience for you an easy one. So I would highly encourage all of your listeners, as they're beginning to turn your minds towards the election, make sure we have you at the right address. Come to our e-registration site and just confirm that we have you there.
All right. That sounds good. And you mentioned advanced polling dates. When are they going to be this time?
So for this election, we've increased the number of dates. We've moved from 5 days till 10 days. They're available from May 19th to May 28th. And the one thing I actually am quite excited about this change, the legislature allows the local returning officer to actually move polls around during that 10 days. So if you're in the Peterborough area and you're in a large geographic riding, and you know the returning officer knows that the population has been sparsely distributed throughout the riding, it allows them to put polls in, you know, one community for 3 or 4 days and then move them to another community for 3 or 4 days. And hopefully what that does, it provides greater opportunity for the electorate to be able to vote in an advanced poll that's close to them. And they can make an informed choice of when, you know, if they want to access the vote through advanced polls, there'll be a location that's, you know, available to them during that 10-day period that's relatively close to them.
Okay. And will the returning officer sort of have an eye out for accessible polling stations?
Absolutely. All of our polling stations, and we began this last summer, we inspected all, we have over 7,000 voting locations that we use. All of them went through our site accessibility standards, which are guided by the AODA. We ensured that all of the locations are accessible. If we had to remediate some of them, we actually put in the remediation. And what we also do is if an elector, you know, believes that there's another location that isn't their home poll, but it meets their accessibility needs a little easier and they're familiar with, we'll actually allow them to change their poll. They just need to contact the returning officer, indicate that, you know, they want to go to this other location, and we'll actually move their ballot to that particular location.
Okay. And how would someone find out who the returning officer for their riding is and where that person can be located?
So on May 4th, once the writs have been issued, on our website, we will have all of the returning officers, their names, their contact information, their email, as well as their returning offices. In the larger geographic ridings, oftentimes they'll have not only their returning office, but sometimes a satellite office to ensure that we can provide services more closely to those electors in those large ridings. And all of that will be on our website.
Terrific. Okay. Which I'll get you to repeat again closer to the end of our chat, if that's okay.
Absolutely.
So in the advanced polls, will the accessibility features be there as well, or do people have to wait till the actual election day?
No, all of our accessibility features will be there during advanced polls. So, you know, we have Braille templates, we have magnifiers, we provide, you know, if someone needs a sign language interpreter, we can arrange to have that. Elections Ontario cover that cost. Electors can also bring friends of an elector, they can bring an interpreter. All of those features are available during advanced poll as well as on election day.
Okay, that's terrific. And will there be a list in Braille of the candidates for that riding?
Yes, we provide a Braille template for all of the polls and in every single riding. So yes, there will be.
Okay. All right. What kind of accessibility do you have for people using wheelchairs?
So as I said, all of our sites has been evaluated. If there isn't a ramp there in many of those in many of the sites, we remediate that ourselves. So we will put a temporary ramp there, but we make sure that every location is fully accessible. If it isn't, then we provide the opportunity for a particular, individual to move their ballot. And we want to ensure that they can do that.
Okay. I think a few years ago you had something. Now, I'm probably going to give it the wrong name, but a suck and blow.
So we refer to that as assistive voting technology. Okay. So from May 21st, right through and on election day on June 2nd, we have what's termed assistive voting technology available in the returning office and all satellite offices. And what this does, actually, it provides a lot of functionality. So depending on you know, whatever form of disability you might have, it has sip and puff technology, it has paddles, it has a tactile device. So if you have a mobility challenge, or you might be visually impaired or blind, this technology allows you to vote completely independently. You can manipulate the technology. You can cast a ballot. It produces a paper ballot with a mark that's completely indiscernible. You can't tell that it was made by a computer. And then that ballot actually gets put in the ballot box, no different than anyone else on election day. So we heard from our accessibility advisory committee that they advocated to us that we used to have this technology in previous elections, but we never had it on election day. So for this election, we've changed and we've made it available on election day to provide that full functionality to any individual to be able to utilize that technology.
Wonderful. Now, you said a few minutes ago that people could bring a friend to assist them in the voting process. Some people like to use apps like Aira or the other app. I just slips my mind at the moment. But it involves getting somebody else on the app from goodness knows where to have you take a picture and show it to the person, and they give you some information that you might need. Do you allow that?
We do, actually. We allow individuals to bring their mobile device into the polls. And if there are accessibility features on their mobile device that they are quite familiar with, yes, we encourage those individuals to utilize them, to bring them in. Our staff are trained to assist individuals who might need some assistance in regard of that. But yes, we strongly encourage and we do allow the use of those mobile devices and all of those type of accessibility functionality that might be on the device to assist someone to vote. And we strongly, strongly encourage it.
All right. Terrific. That sounds good. Probably the voting process won't take all that long to complete, right?
No. And as I said at the very beginning, the most important thing is to get registered. Once they're registered and they get that voter information card, when they bring that card and that piece of identification, their process is easy and we can get them in and out in a very efficient, safe manner. We want to ensure, that we've taken all the precautions to protect everyone, both the voter and the election worker during the event.
Yeah. And you do know, of course, that some people will have a guide or service dogs with them, right?
Yes. And we, again, fully support and encourage if an individual has a service dog to please bring those. They're obviously quite available to come into the poll and help them, facilitate the voting process.
Okay. Wonderful. Is there anything else that I may not have covered?
Sure. There's a couple things that actually two or three things I'd like to sort of address. Sure. Number one, we have a program called Home Visits. So if an individual has an incapacity or a disability that makes it really difficult to get to the poll, they simply need to contact their returning officer and we'll actually come to their home to facilitate the vote. Wow. Now, we've had this program in place since 2011 and we've seen a fairly steady rise in the numbers. For this election, because of COVID, we've actually facilitated the process that we can still come to your home, but if the individual is uncomfortable with our staff coming into the home, we can actually facilitate the vote right at the door. So that's one program that I would highly encourage. I would also encourage electors this election to consider, if they so choose, the vote by mail process. We've seen a really healthy increase in vote by mail across the country in provincial and federal elections. We've revamped our process now. It's very intuitive. They just need to go online at our website. They can request a vote by mail package. It will be mailed to them. It'll have not only the ballot and the instructions, but a postage paid return envelope, and they can send that back to us. The important dates for that are May the 4th. You can begin applying for that right up until May the 27th at 6 p.m. What Ontarians should know, though, however, is that they need to have the ballot back to us by election day, June the 2nd, by 6 p.m. So that's an important element. And sort of the last area I would encourage your viewers to consider is this election at Elections Ontario, we've developed our own Elections Ontario app. It's available at the Google Play Store. It's on the Apple Store. And what this app does, once you sign up and create an account, it allows you to, you know, see all your voting locations. It's highly accessible, so you can, you know, either see or hear about your locations. It'll map it for you. It'll provide an electronic voter information card. But more importantly, what it does is it really changes the way that we communicate with Ontarians, because now what it does, it allows the elector themselves to, you know, ensure that if they want to get an SMS text from us, fine. If they want an email, fine. If they want both, fine. It allows us to send them push notifications that, you know, tomorrow's your advanced polls they open, or an advanced poll opens near you tomorrow. Push notifications about, you know, election day when the polls are open and the hours, et cetera, et cetera. And it really, really changes that paradigm. And it really creates a one-to-one relationship so that we can communicate with Ontarians, you know, on devices that we know are being utilized. And then the last thing I would like to encourage your readers or your constituents on is the opportunity to work for Elections Ontario. To conduct an election this size and scope is fairly enormous, and we have to hire in excess of 55,000 individuals. Wow. We have paid jobs, and we provide accommodation where necessary. So we're more than happy if an individual is interested, if they can give us a day, if they can give us more than a day. You know, come to our website at elections.on.ca, fill out an application. You don't need to attach a resume, and I'm quite certain we'll likely have an opportunity for you.
All right, that's wonderful. So elections.on.ca for many things.
Yes,
answers exactly. Many questions. I will make sure that this is aired on my program at least twice during the campaign. And I will make this available to Ontario members of both the Alliance for Equality of Blind Canadians and the Canadian Council of the Blind, so that, and anybody else that wants it, so that we can get the word around. And I'd like to thank you very much for being with us and taking the time to clearly explain and describe what's going to be available for us.
Well, thank you, Devin. I very much appreciate the opportunity to speak with you today.
Thank you so much.
Have a great day.
You too.
I'd like to thank Mr. Asenza for giving us a chance to ask questions about the accessibility of the electoral process in the province of Ontario. And if you have any questions, by all means, contact Elections Ontario. Let's finish off this episode of Walking the Talk by listening to a song by Chrissy Cochran, who is the executive director of The Global Voice. And it's called Hope, and I do believe she wrote it for the concert that was held a few weeks ago, actually, in order to raise money for the blind people living in Ukraine. We'll talk again soon, and don't forget, if you want to contact me, it's newsletter@blindcanadians.ca. Take good care, and thanks so much for listening.
You know what you want, and you see where it is, so you take it. You know very well that you're only just fooling yourself. Your heart has been wanting to have it, so you think you can reach out and grab it right off of the shelf. You've looked at with longing the thing that you want, now you've got it. You hope that material things, they will make you feel good. But deep in your heart you feel lonely. You lighten the darkness inside you if only you could. Just take a look at the love that is there all around you. Just think of all of the times that you can and you will, and you'll do it in spite of yourself. And just take a look at the love you can get from another, for there's no need for you to go round with your hopes on the ground, on the ground. You know that it's gonna be hard, for you'll have to be open. You've been shut up inside of yourself, and it's been for too long. But that only makes you feel frightened. You're not really sure if this time it is right or it's wrong. You think like before, you have only to reach out and take it. You don't realize you must give something back in return. It's here in your heart that you know it, and it's there in your eyes that you show that you're willing to learn. So just look around at the love that is there all around you, and just think of all of the times that you can and you will, and you'll do it in spite of yourself. And just look around at the love you can get from another, so there's no need for you to go around with your hopes on the ground. Something back in return. It's here in your heart that you know it, and it's there in your eyes that you show that you're willing to learn. You're starting to feel much better inside, now you're learning. You're learning to give and receive, and you want to know more. It's finally getting through to you. Love is the thing you can learn, now you're getting the score. And just take a look at the love that is there all around you, and just think of all of the times that you can and you will, for you do it in spite of yourself. So just think of all of the love you can get from another. You only to see with your eyes there is love around. Just think of the love that a child can receive from a mother, so there's no need for you to go around with your hopes on the ground.